You are now tuned in to My Name's Uncut Radio with your host, Lee Mays.
Buddha. What's going on, y'all? What's going on? Welcome to another episode of My Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D Maze. We in the building. How y'all feeling? It is 7:45 p.m. in the ATL. Everybody's doing well. And I hope my Braves kick Philly ass tonight. If we don't win, we come back home. We don't want to do that. Anyway, y'all, before we get started, we're going to go into a small commercial break. And we will be right back.
We are the United Empires of Akebalon. The United Empires of Akebalon is a sovereign nation founded on the principles of Black economic empowerment, self-determination, and community building. Our mission is to create a safe and prosperous haven for Black people to live, work, and thrive together free of the chains of white supremacy. We are committed to building a just and equitable society that values the contributions of its Black citizens and fosters a culture of innovation, creativity, growth, and Black love. We believe that by working together, protecting and supporting one another, we can overcome the challenges and obstacles that we face and create a brighter and better future for ourselves and our generations. With the focus on education, generational wealth, entrepreneurship, health, farming, and sustainability, we are creating a new vision that is possible for Black people now and for futures to come. So the question is, are you ready to be boots on the ground? If so, we invite you to join us by linking up at www.theunitedempiresofakebalon.com today.
We're back, yeah. My Games Uncut Radio. It's your host, D Maze. We are here, man. It's been one hell of a week, man. I've been under the weather, and my sinus was messing with me. Then I think I had got a cold. A lot of people I know, you know, they've been sick. I don't know what's going on, y'all. They're trying to bring that boy back. That's what they're trying to do. But we know, you know, it is what it is, y'all. Tonight's episode is sponsored by BatterUp.com. BatterUp.com. Check them out. They got some of the best batter for fish, chicken, and other meats. BatterUp.com. You go to Amazon and type in BatterUp.com. Yeah. Anyway, y'all, it's not going to be long. We're going to get right into it. We're going to be talking about the Jada Pinkett Smith, my fault. She's still legally married. And, yeah, man. Your girl, she She on another one, y'all. She on another one. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with damn Jada, man. So she comes out and she talks about how her and Will Smith been separated for 7 years since 2016. Let's go into the small clip. Matter of fact, I want to play two. Let's get right into it, y'all. Hold on. Let's play a little bit. Hold on.
With Carson and Hoda's exclusive interview with Jada Pinkett Smith, and everyone's going to be talking about this.
Yeah, she is one half of Hollywood's most powerful couple. She's at the center of constant gossip and controversy, including that slap at the Oscars. She was sitting right next to Will Smith. And when we met up with Jada in her hometown of Baltimore to talk about her candid new memoir, Worthy, she opened up about an issue that has been kept secret until now. There are so many surprising things in the book, but the thing that surprised me the most, that I actually had to reread it because I said, is this true?
Right.
Was that in 2016, you and Will decided that you were going to live completely separate lives.
Before I let her answer that question, that chick looked wicked and conniving. I used to like Jada Pinkett, man. This chick, she's just something off. Her energy is off. Let's continue. God damn it.
Yes. It was not a divorce on paper.
Right.
But it was a divorce. So from the year 2016, which is 7 years ago now.
Yes.
Y'all have been apart.
Yeah.
She happy about
that
shit.
But in public, the couple who married in 1997 denied the gossip about their marriage. This interview on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen was taped a year after Will and Jada separated.
So how long have you guys been together?
23 years.
Wow. That's amazing. How do you keep it hot?
How do I keep it hot? Maybe.
Wow, she couldn't even lie.
I don't know.
Wow. She said she didn't know. Look, yeah, cause she, yeah, that's some. I mean, I'm gonna blame Will too, cause this guy, like, I don't know, man. Is Will a simp, y'all? Let's finish playing this shit.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Over the next several years, Jada and Will kept up the appearance of a committed married couple. They even faced a scandal when Jada had what she called an entanglement with a family friend. Neither let the public know.
And that's the part I don't get. This guy, like, what, 20, 21? Yeah, he's a legal adult. But that's your son's friend. Like, what the fuck? Let me tell you something. If my mom did some shit like that, it'd be a while before I could forgive her, man. Who would do something like that? You knowing that's your son's friend living in y'all house and shit. I don't know, man. That's one twisted family.
They had already split. So I guess my question is, I feel like you're a straight talker.
I am.
Except you're not sometimes.
Yeah.
So why do that? Like, what was the reason?
I think just not being ready yet. Still trying to figure out between the two of us.
Yeah.
How to be in partnership, right? And in regards to how do we present that to people? You know, and we hadn't figured that out.
During our walk in Baltimore, Jada reflected on their breakup. Why did the relationship fracture?
Oh, why it fractured? That's a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think by the time we got to 2016, we were just exhausted with trying. I think we were both kind of still stuck in our fantasy of what we thought the other person should be. Oh.
Jada says she considered a legal divorce, but could never go through with
it. Hi, it's Mimi from Mimi Cares Personal Care. We are currently accepting new clients. A few benefits of Mimi Cares is that we are affordable. We help the client become more comfortable at home with personal one-on-one care. Services that we provide is skilled and non-skilled nursing, companion care, COVID care, assistance with meals and nutrition, and some transportation services. You can reach us at mimicarespersonal.org. The office phone is 678-973-9782. Again, mimicarespersonal.org. Thank you.
I made a promise that there will never be a reason for us to get a divorce. We will work through whatever. And I just haven't been able to break that promise.
Mm. But you still live separately.
We live separately.
That's the part I'm trying to get, y'all. What? So they don't even live in the house together. So even the kids know this shit. All this is an illusion. Just get a goddamn divorce. I mean, she got something on Will, y'all. I don't know what it is. She look with it. Look, that damn wicked look. I got you, goddamn it. I don't know what it is, but she got something on our brother. Will, you a simp. Dude, I don't know if she got some kind of, got you with a, you know, caught you with another man. I don't know what the hell going on. But yeah, bro, you need to cut that shit. And then, I mean, you ain't got to worry about paying child support because your kids are grown. God damn it.
I have so many questions.
So do I.
I have so many questions.
It was the strangest, kind of revelation to realize that these two people have had separate lives. I mean, they have not called each other husband and wife in all of those years.
Except for the appearance everywhere they went.
Except for the appearances, right? Including at the Oscars.
Yes.
By the way, there's a whole chunk in this book that we're going to get into in the Dateline special and also...
Yeah, I heard about that. She said that Chris Rock tried to talk to her. I think he knew that her and Will was about to get a divorce, so they've been separated or whatever. And I guess she told Will, and Will, Will let the shit. I guess Will, cause he's good friends with, you know, because he's good friends with Chris Rock. He probably thinking like, damn man, you try to come up with my woman, my. Still legally wife, but you know, we separated. This shit, yeah, let's get into these goddamn comments. Hold on, let me get my. I got my glasses. You know what? I ain't found my glasses all day, y'all. What's, oh, here we go. Well, I thought I had my glasses. You know what? Let's just read these down. I'm gonna try to read the best way I can, y'all. Bear with a brother, because I don't feel like going to look at my glasses. Somebody said this is straight up abuse. She gets off on dragging Will's name through the mud and won't leave him alone. It's actually disgusting. She is so evil. They got to blame Will, too. Will was screaming, keep my wife's name out your mouth, while Jada was looking around wondering who Will's wife was. God damn it. That's funny. Please don't look to others as couple goals. You don't know why they got together. You don't know what they go through. You don't know why they left. Just focus on being healthy and having a healthy relationship with yourself. I agree with that 100%. I feel sorry for Will Smith. No, I don't. That is an evil woman. She's literally have no respect or care for her family, her husband and children or family. This is crazy. No. Now, for the children, that's different. They grown. My thing is this. Will, y'all ain't been together since 2016, bro. We in the fucking 2020s. 2021, 2022. Now, 2020, 2021. I mean, come on. We out the teens. But anyway, let me see. Clearly, Jada runs the show. You damn right. They deserve an Oscar. They deserve one another. Let me see. Let me go down a little bit, y'all. Jada is insane. I feel bad for Will. Why y'all keep feeling bad for Will Smith? He is accepting this abuse, y'all. Why would y'all even care about Will? She got something on Will Smith. Y'all think I'm bullshitting, aren't you? She got something on Will, and I don't know what it is. The brother, like, he's a fudge packer. He like bussy. Yeah, something, goddamn. He doing that, he on that damn P-Valley shit. Let me see. Oh, God. Imagine the mess you have to struggle through as a kid. Now, the kid's jacked up, too. The kids are jacked up, but they're adults now. Somebody said marriage is hard. Plain and simple. And although I'm not a celebrity and no one but my intimate circle cares about my marriage, I keep my marriage off social media for specific reasons. You damn right you should. It's no one's business, and people let the world in on too many details, which causes unnecessary judgment as you're privately trying to keep it together. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with the public. She just... let's be honest. Let's keep it real, y'all. Everybody know that Jada was obsessed with Tupac. That chick would give her left arm and titty for Tupac. That's how I love she was with Tupac. I don't know what our brother Pac had. I know Pac had a A lot of women like left all them crazy about him. But goddamn, when you get married and you still talking about another man, and she was talking about Pac even before they even got split up. So this before the damn separation. God damn it. Let me see. I feel terrible for Will, and this explains so much. Why y'all feeling terrible? Oh boy, this is a man. Somebody said, no surprise, I realized long ago that she stopped loving him long ago. At H&E performed for the media for a period like a couple. He performed for the media to appear like a couple goes. I was in love with the idea of them being together back in the day when I was a teenager. See, a lot of folks, this is what I tell a lot of people, we gotta stop doing this too, y'all, as a community. Stop basing relationships on these celebrity relationships. I don't care they black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Arab, I don't give a damn. A lot of these marriages be arranged marriages, y'all. Y'all don't understand that, do you? It's a lot of people, they really like the Atlanta Housewives and all these housewives reality shows. People believe that shit is real. It is not real. 70% of that shit is not real. Half that stuff is scripted, man. Why would somebody let you come into their house on a show in their daily lives, showing their business? It's BS. It's bullshit. It's propaganda. This is what they do. It make good press. I could sit here and tell y'all this, and you're still not going to listen to me. Some of y'all still waiting for Atlanta Housewives to come on, or Love and Hip Hop, all that bullshit, especially in our community, don't really mean anything. All this stuff is a distraction. All the things we should be worried about in our community, we worry about the wrong damn thing. I touch on this because My Game's Uncut. Rhea, we talk about entertainment and all that. But I'm touching on this because it's trending, and I really wanted to break it down because we all knew there was something going on with them, too. We all knew something was screwed up in their relationship. The children all fucked up. Come on, man. Let's be real. You know, the games are over. The game, listen, they're going to get a divorce. They're just trying to get this now since it's all out. Why the purpose even keeping up the charade? It's all bullshit. Smoke and mirrors. Real couples are those who we don't see online. Thank you very much. Somebody say Will. He's in the broken place. Whatever they call that shit. But anyway, y'all. Yeah, man. It ain't too much you gotta, you know, it's not too much to be said, man. It's just what we already knew about these two. I don't know, man. You know, I'm all about promoting positive images of our people and, you know, promoting black love. But this shit right here is straight toxic. It's not good for us. It's not good for the image. You know, you go in there, you gonna have women to my, that's why I want to get married. You know, look at Will and Jada. No, you don't base your relationship on Will and Jada. But anyway, y'all, let me get up out of here. And I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Y'all know how we do it. And that being said, peace.